back one final time for this month on the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
News Director Zach Nelson, Beadle County State's Attorney Mike Moore. We're going to talk a little bit about some pheasant hunting, or hunting laws, I should say, as pheasant hunting coming up here at the end of the next month. But I know, Mike, you weren't quite done with the wheel tax.
Right. I just wanted to, you know, just to give you a little more information. What they're doing is, the proposal is to go from $2 a wheel up to $5 a wheel. And the one thing that the legislature did this year is, it used to be limited to 4 wheels only per vehicle. And there are a lot of people complained about that because a car pays the same as a semi-truck. And they thought that was unfair. So the legislature has increased that up to 12 wheels. So a person will be charged up to 12 wheels. So if you own a car, you're paying for 4 wheels. Your $8 payment would go to $20. If you have a motorcycle, your $4 payment would go to $10. But if you have a truck, which causes more damage to the roads and the bridges, and that's why the theory is behind that. So your payment would go from $8 up to a maximum, I think, of $60, if I'm doing my math correctly. And that's really what the legislature has given us, that authority. And the county just thought it incumbent based on the condition of the roads. And just this week in the county commission, individuals were in and concerned about the maintenance of a road. I mean, people are concerned about the roads. They need them to get around. They need them to get home. They need them to get to their farms. And they want the counties to do these things. Well, the county needs money to do these. And the one good thing about the wheel tax is that money is all set aside and has to be used on roads and bridges. And in the county, it goes directly to that fund. And I think it's pretty fair because it's based on use. And, you know, during the debates when we were there, you know, some people came up and said, well, I might own 10 vehicles, but I can only drive one. So why is that fair for me? And, well, you know, like any tax, it's based on what you own. Property tax is based on that. Income tax is based on that. Sales tax is based on that. The more you buy, the more you pay in sales tax. The bigger house you are, the more you pay in property taxes. Well, the more cars you own, the more you pay in wheel tax. That's just the way it works. And no one was able to suggest a fairer way to do that. And for the people that know that, we've been in an opt-out for the last 3 or 4 years here in the county of about $300,000. The wheel tax is projected to collect $300,000. So the decision that the voters will have to make is, do you want to pay that $300,000 in property tax, or do you want to pay that in wheel tax? And I think the county commissioners went through that and said, you know, we think the fairer way to do this is to increase the wheel tax. And that's what their decision, and obviously the voters will have the final say. But one of the things that I did as they were doing that is I went and ran my house. And for me personally, I'm actually going to save about $20 a year by my property taxes going down $300,000 and my wheel tax going up. So that's, and I think most people would find that unless you own an exorbitant amount of vehicles or you don't own any property, you're probably going to be better off paying that to wheel taxes. And the benefit of that is that it's going directly to the roads. And that's where we need the help in the county, is to get those roads up to speed and to keep those, snow removal. Do you have to grade them? They have flood issues. They have bridge issues. There's roads out there that are closed now that they would want to open back up. I mean, they just have a lot of issues, and it takes money, unfortunately, to do that. And if we can use that money to leverage some state dollars, everybody in Beadle County is going to benefit from that.
I was going to say, if you're saving $20, that's enough to take the family out for a meal some night.
You know, I could just take you to Subway, you know.
You could do that.
Or I could take the family to a meal. Yeah. But no, you're right. I mean, that's the thing, is that...
I mean, it just seems like the difference is minuscule.
The difference is minuscule for me, personally, and I think that's what you'll find, is that your property taxes are going to go down because they're going to get out of this opt-out, and when you license your vehicle, it's going to be a little bit more money. The other thing that I found very interesting is some of the commissioners went around to surrounding states and showed how much cheaper it was already to license your vehicle in South Dakota. And, you know, it used to be not that expensive to keep up roads and do that. And it's expensive now. And that's why they want to do this. And, you know, my office benefits zero from this. I don't get any of this money. So I don't have a dog in the fight. But
a horse in the race?
Horse in the race, a dog in the fight. Yeah, that's a good. But I just think that that's – when the money is directly towards that, I think it's a good thing that the counties don't benefit from the gas tax to any great extent. They rely on the wheel tax dollars and some other licensing fee and property tax. And I don't think property tax is really designed in counties to pay for road maintenance. That's what the wheel tax and those things are for. So it's just something that people should consider when they go either vote absentee or go to the polls on November 3rd.
And with that, I don't think we're going to have time to talk hunting, but we will talk hunting next month as we will be in the heart of the hunting season.
We can talk about road hunting, about the wheel tax, you know.
Next month, though, because we're out of time. We have to go.
We got to go. We're not doing 2 hours today?
See, no, we're not doing 2 hours today.
All right.
See, if you'd have dropped all the Star Wars stuff, we'd have been able to talk about road hunting. All right. So
we'll talk about that next month, and it'll be timely because pheasant season will have started.
It will be.
But we'll talk about that, and I'll read up on those laws and some of those hunting laws that you'll find are very interesting. So that'll be a good show to talk about the hunting laws and what we see. But those people use a lot of the roads to hunt on.
They do use a lot of the roads to hunt on. Our next program, as we mentioned, that will be on October 31st.
Happy Halloween.
We'll join you then for another edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Have a great Saturday.